Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 20th, 2009. A rainy day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live and where we prepare our messages from our home. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple, nearly 33 years now. And we serve the Lord together and want to encourage you today with part two of a message that we began on Friday titled, A Fishing Story. Today's text is John 21, 3-5.
They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, "Children, you do not have any fish, do you?" They answered him, "No."
Well, today cameras are just about everywhere, it seems. We have instant cameras, disposable cameras, time-lapse cameras, cell phone cameras, and of course, many of us have digital cameras. We're accustomed to seeing scores of people at any large event, a political rally or a concert or sporting event, videotaping or snapping photos. We also have the ability now to manipulate photos so that they very realistically convey something altogether different than the original photo. This can be fun and harmless, but increasingly this manipulation is used for the wrong purposes and can be used as a tool of deception.
Well, fishermen have long enjoyed taking photos of their prized fish catch, and our friend Gino sent us a photo that we featured today after he read our message on Friday. In fact, if you Google the phrase "man holding fish," you will get 2,460,000 photos in the image search, if you have the time for that.
I don't think you're going to want to scroll through all of them, but it tells you the count. Well, I used to enjoy fishing when I was younger, but I need to be reeling them in pretty regularly to truly enjoy the experience. Problem is, I was never very good at getting them to bite, so it's extremely rare that I go fishing. Anyone who's ever been on a fishing expedition knows the frustration that Peter and the other six disciples must have felt after fishing all night and catching nothing.
This is one of the few post-resurrection stories that we have recorded in Scripture, and I believe the New American Standard Version captures the essence of how Christ approached the disciples the next morning when he said, "Children, you do not have any fish, do you?" Well, of course, the resurrected Lord knew they had a long, dismal, and unproductive night.
Well, Jesus went on to give some pretty specific fishing advice for the disciples, even though at this point they did not recognize him. "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some," he said. Well, this advice surely didn't make much sense. They had plied these waters throughout the night and fished from both sides of the boat. I just wonder if Peter recalled an earlier occasion when the master had some similar fishing advice, and that story is in Luke chapter 5.
But this time, Peter didn't hesitate, and the result was a great catch of 153 large fish. It's always been interesting to us that they counted them, and this specific authenticating count is included in the scripture account. Perhaps there was a count given after every fishing trip so that the fish could be sold at the market. If only cameras were available at that time, we could look at the photos of this fishing story as the disciples excitedly snapped photos of the bulging net of large fish.
Well, that would be neat pictures, wouldn't it? Well, we want to issue a spiritual lesson and fresh challenge to our readers today. Let us, like these disciples, obey the voice of the Lord when he speaks to us, instead of arguing, "Well, it didn't work before," or "That's not what the experts recommend." Yesterday we sang the great hymn in our church, "Praise to the Lord, the Almighty," which was written in 1680 by Joachim Neander. Well, years earlier, he was a scoffer who ridiculed worshipers of God. But after his conversion, he became the associate pastor of the very church he had once ridiculed. As he grew in the Lord, he began to write songs, and we sing them to this day. And in verse 3 of Praise to the Lord, He issues a challenge that we leave with you today. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. If your hope needs restored, or if God is writing a new chapter in your life, ponder upon His miraculous ways and trust Him for what He wants to do in your life today.
I'm going to pray today, and I've written a prayer that's from my heart and part of my prayers through the night, so let me just share it with you today. Father, as you awaken me in the night with the recurring thought, ponder anew what the Almighty can do. It brought me to my knees in prayer. There are so many ways that you influence our lives through your teaching, your healing, your companionship, your provision, your guidance, and your everlasting hope. I pray for our readers today that you would revive their hearts as they ponder your mighty works, your miraculous ways, and as they follow your leading. Just as the angel told your servant Mary, nothing is impossible with God. Who are we to limit your power or wisdom by our questioning? We want to fully trust you to guide us according to your will. Amen.
Amen. It's a joy to share with you today. We've expressed it's a real joy to be inside today, although I have to get out later, and so does Brooksine. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today is the message. Today's message is the one we prepared for April 20th, 2009. That's Monday. And we're just finishing up this podcast about 12:40, so we're later than usual. We do have several photos on the site, including several photos illustrating the remarkable photoshopping abilities. One is one that I have tinkered with, and another is done by a professional, and you may find that interesting. We do have some additional study notes as well, and then, of course, two songs. We typically recommend songs, and one is the song referred to in the message, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, in a beautiful version by Fernando Ortega. And then we have the song that we actually ended our service with yesterday that we feel also goes well with today's message, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. And we all need to have a growing trust in the Lord. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve the living Lord.